Chapter 9. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. Verse 26. These words are still part of the answer that the souls in hell shall have for all the sobbings, sighings, grievous cries, tears, and desires that they have to be released out of those intolerable pains they feel and are perplexed with. And oh, methinks the words at the first view, if rightly considered, are enough to make any hard-hearted sinner in the world to fall down dead. The verse I last spoke about was and is a very terrible one, and aggravates the torments of poor sinners wonderfully, and where he saith, remember that thou in thy lifetime hadst thy good things, and Lazarus his evil things, and etc. I say the words are very terrible to those poor souls that die out of Christ. But these latter words do much more hold out their sorrow. They were spoken as to the present condition of the sinner. And these do not only back the former, but to yet further aggravate their misery, holding forth that which will be more intolerable. The former verse is enough to smite any sinner into a swoon, but this is to make them fall down dead, where he saith, and besides all this, there is something to aggravate thy misery yet far more abundantly. I shall briefly speak to the words as they have relation to the terror spoken of in the verses before. As if he had said, thou thinkest the present state unsupportable, and makes thee sob and sigh, and makes thee to rue the time that ever thou wert born. Now thou findest the want of mercy. Now thou wouldest leap at the least dram of it. Now thou feelest what it is to slight the tenders of the grace of God. Now it makes thee to sob, sigh, and roar exceedingly for the anguish that thou art in. But besides all this, I have other things to tell thee of that will break thine heart indeed. Thou art now deprived of a being in the world. Thou art deprived of hearing the gospel. The devil hath been too hard for thee, and hath made thee miss of heaven. Thou art now in hell, among an innumerable company of devils, and all thy sins beset thee round. Thou art all over wrapped in flames, and canst not have one drop of water to give thee any ease. Thou criest in vain, for nothing will be granted. Thou seest the saints in heaven, which is no small trouble to thy lost soul. And thou seest that neither God nor Christ takes any care to ease thee, or speak any comfort unto thee. But besides all this, thou art like to lie. Never think of any ease. Never look for any comfort. Repentance now will do thee no good. The time is past, and can never be called again. Look, what thou hast now, thou must have forever. It is true, I spoke enough before to break thine heart asunder. But besides all this, there lie and swim in flames forever. These words of Christ, besides all this, are terrible words indeed. I will give you the scope of them in a similitude. Set the case. You should take a man and tie him to a stake, and with red-hot pincers pinch off his flesh by little pieces for 2 or 3 years together, and at last, when the poor man cries for ease and help, the tormentors answer, nay, But beside all this, you must be handled much worse. We will serve you thus these 20 years together, and after that we will fill your mangled body full of scalding lead, or run you through with a red-hot spit. Would not this be lamentable? Yet this is but a flea-biting to the sorrow of those that go to hell. For if a man were served so, there would, ere it were long, be an end of him. But he that goes to hell shall suffer 10,000 times worse torments than these, and yet shall never be quite dead under them. There they shall be ever whining, pining, weeping, mourning, ever tormented without ease, and yet never dissolved into nothing. If the biggest devil in hell might pull thee all to pieces, and rend thee as small as dust, and dissolve thee into nothing, thou wouldst count this a mercy. But here thou mayest lie and fry, scorch and broil and burn forever. Forever, that is a long while, and yet it must be so long. Depart from me, saith Christ, into everlasting fire, into the fire that burns forever, prepared for the devil and his angels. Matthew 25:41. Oh, that thou wast loath to foul thy foot, if it were but dirty, or did but rain. Thou that wast loath to come out of the chimney corner, if the wind did but blow a little cold, and wast loath to go half a mile, yea, half a furlong, to hear the word of God, if it were but a little dark. Thou that wast loath to leave a few vain companions, to edify thy soul, thou shalt have fire enough, and thou shalt have night enough, and evil company far more than enough, if thou miss of Jesus Christ. And beside all this, thou shalt have them forever and forever. O thou that dost spend whole nights in carding and dicing, in rioting and wantonness, thou that countest it a brave thing to swear as fast as the bravest, to spend with the greatest spendthrift in the country, thou that lovest to sin in a corner when nobody sees thee, O thou that for by ends dost carry on the hypocrite's profession, because thou wouldst be counted somebody among the children of God, but art an enemy to the things of Christ in thine heart, thou that dost satisfy thyself either with sins or a bare profession of godliness, thy soul will fall into extreme torments and anguish, so soon as ever thou dost depart this world, and there thou shalt be weeping and gnashing thy teeth. Matthew 8:11-12. And beside all this, thou art never like to have any ease or remedy. Never look for any deliverance. Thou shalt die in thy sins, and be tormented as many years as there are stars in the firmament, or sands on the seashore, and beside all this, thou must abide it forever. And besides all this, between us and you there is a great gulf fixed, so that they which would pass from hence to you cannot, neither can they pass to us that would come from thence. There is a great gulf fixed. You will say, what is that? It is a nice question. Therefore, first seek thou rather to enter in at the straight gate, than curiously to inquire what this gulf is. But, if thou wouldest needs know, if thou do fall short of heaven, thou wilt find it this, namely, the everlasting decree of God. That is, there is a decree gone forth from God, that those who fall short of heaven in this world, God is resolved they shall never enjoy it in the world to come. And thou wilt find this gulf so deep that thou shalt never be able to wade through it as long as eternity lasts. As Christ saith, agree with thine adversary quickly whilst thou art in the way with him, lest he hail thee to the judge, and the judge deliver thee to the officer, and thou be cast into prison. I tell thee, thou shalt in no wise come out thence. There is the gulf, the decree. Thou shalt not depart thence till thou hast paid the uttermost farthing, or a very last mite. Luke 12:58-59. These words, therefore, there is a great gulf fixed, I understand to be the everlasting decree of God. God hath decreed that those who go to heaven shall never go from thence again into a worse place, and also that those that go to hell and would come out shall not come out from thence again. And friend, this is such a gulf, so fixed by him that cannot lie, that thou wilt find it so, which way soever thou goest, whether it be to heaven or hell. Here therefore thou seest how secure God will make those who die in faith. God will keep them in heaven, but those that die in their sins, God will throw them into hell and keep them there, so that they that would go from heaven to hell cannot, neither can they come from hell that would go to heaven. Mark, he doth not say, and they would not, for, oh, how fain would those who have lost their souls for a lust, for 2 pence, for a jug of ale, for a strumpet, for this world, come out of that hot, scalding, fiery furnace of God's eternal vengeance, if they might. But here is their misery. They that would come from you to us, that is, from hell to heaven, cannot. They must not. They shall not. They cannot. God hath decreed it, and is resolved the contrary. Here, therefore, lies the misery. Not so much that they are in hell, but that there they must lie forever and ever. Therefore, if thy heart would at any time tempt thee to sin against God, cry out, no, for then I must go to hell and lie there forever. If the drunkards, swearers, liars, and hypocrites did but take this doctrine soundly down, it would make them tremble when they think of sinning. Ah, poor souls, now they will make a mock of sin, Proverbs 14:9, and play with it as a child doth play with a rattle. But the time is coming that these rattles that they now play with will make such a noise in their ears and consciences that they shall find that if all the devils in hell were yelling at their heels, the noise would not be comparable to it. Friend, thy sins, as so many bloodhounds, will first hunt thee out, and then take thee and bind thee, and hold thee down forever. Numbers 32:23, Proverbs 5:22. They will gripe thee and gnaw thee, as if thou hadst a nest of poisonous serpents in thy bowels. Job 20:14. And this will not be for a time, but as I have said, forever, forever, forever.